Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On with Mario Lopez.
Here we go, Mario Courtney Lopez, back to hang out with you for the next few hours. A lot of music to play and lots to get into. Howie Mandel zooming in later to talk AGT and the Masked Singer.
Plus, I have a new life hack to share, so let's turn the music up now. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Dictionary.com has added 300 new words. People just making up words out here. More than 1,000 new definitions. Let's see if we know what these mean. What do we got, honey?
Bedwetting. It is having an emotional overreaction to a decision or event.
It sounds like slang. That sounds like something I would tell my buddy because he got too emotional or overreacted. Dude, don't be a bedwetter. Quit being a punk. It doesn't sound like it would be a real word.
Where did that accent come from?
I know.
He don't be a bedwetter. Because most of my friends always say that's what I'm talking about. Like.
Hellscape. It's an unbearable place. I mean, hell, yes.
Again. So they're basically justifying these slang words. Okay, I'm with it.
Nearly wed. It's a couple who lives together with no intention of marrying.
That's clever. That's not slang. That's sort of a made up word that makes
newly
sense.
Newly wed, nearly wed.
I thought that was common law.
It's a clever way of saying common law. Nearly wed. Almost kind of wed, but not really. Nearly.
North paw. It's a right-handed pitcher or boxer, kind of like southpaw.
Well, that's exactly. It took him a while to get to that. That doesn't seem too
creative. That even necessary, though?
Wasn't that northpaw, southpaw?
I don't think that's going to catch on.
No, that's not catching on.
Petfluencer. It's someone who has a social media following by posting their pets.
That's a real word, and that's a real occupation.
It's a career now.
Yes.
And rage farming. It's posting something online just to get angry responses.
Why the farming? Wouldn't that be rage posting?
I don't know. I would prefer rage farming actually be really aggressive farming. I think that would be awesome.
That's what I thought. Some pigs out there wilding out.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Quick reminder for you that you can leave us a message through the iHeartRadio app.
Look for the talk back button at the bottom of your screen. Instantly send us a request or chime in on something we're talking about. I think we have one here from Jose in LA.
Hi.
Is that it?
Maybe he took his finger off the button or something.
Hi, Jose. I like those, though. He did it.
Jose is a man of few words, but you know what? We appreciate hearing from you. Find the talk back button at the bottom of your iHeartRadio app. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
Netflix premieres We Lost Our Human. Two pets try to find their owners when all the humans in the world disappear.
Oh, is that cute? I can't tell.
I think it is. It could be sad.
Yeah.
National Geographic has Restaurants at the End of the World. Adventurer Kristen Kish travels to the most remote places to find the most secret meals.
Ooh, that's kind of cool.
Wonder if it's in a secret garden.
Some exotic stuff I bet they're getting down on. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get to your tweets and comments. What'd you find, honey?
This is from at Explose F. Joseph. And they said, went to Universal Studios for the first time. I see this guy and I say, is that effing Mario Lopez? He gave me a quick head nod and a wink. Coolest moment ever.
Did you? That was me.
Do you add wheat to your?
No, I just kind of just like a little quick, you know, just you know.
Did you throw one of these with your hands?
No.
Did you do the guns?
Then it wouldn't have been cool. Never good. Hey, next time, look forward to a handshake, Joseph.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez here with your chance to win a trip to Sin City, Las Vegas. One lucky winner will get this for themselves and a friend. Airfare to Vegas, two nights at Sahara, tickets to see Magic Mike Live. This show was actually conceived and directed by Channing Tatum himself, so I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun. To enter and get rules, visit onwithmario.com. Mario Courtney Lopez here. What interesting holiday are we celebrating today, honey?
It is World Poetry Day.
Ah. Do you have a favorite poem?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's called Freedom.
Let's hear it.
Are you reading my hat?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't have.
I have one. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love you even though you're a fool.
I'll take it.
You're on with Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What is the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
Shirt buttons.
Ooh, are these the kind of buttons that you have to actually put in the hole as opposed to, I'm a fan of the rip, but you know, the buttons that kind of kick. You know what I mean? You just
snaps.
That's not a button.
The snaps are nice.
That's not qualified as a button. It's a snap button. That's what I'm talking about. I'm a fan of the snap button.
With the four holes inside and where you have to.
It's a button. It's a snap button. I'm a fan of the snap button because you could break away.
Are you doing that often?
I am. I like to do that.
Well, there's nothing more annoying than when a button comes off a shirt. And one thing I always do when they give you that extra button in the shirt.
It's thrown away. Immediately.
Because what are you going to just save all these
You're
buttons?
You're never going to find it again.
But there were times I did save all these buttons. And I'm like, where do these buttons, what do they go to? I had no idea. So now I throw them away. Well, for a lot of clothing, buttons are secured with only a thin piece of thread. So here's what you do. You apply a coat or two of clear nail polish over the thread and the button. Now the thread won't fray or get dirty. Just be careful not to get any polish on the fabric. Or if you're like me and took sewing class in the sixth grade, sew that back on.
Coming up. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Today's lesson in music history is about the group who sold the most albums in 1 week until Adele came around. Any guesses, honey?
I'm going to have to say NSYNC.
I'm going to reveal it next. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 23 years ago in 2000, NSYNC released their third album, No Strings Attached, which featured this hit. Wow.
Should have known, baby, buddy.
You got it.
Honey, you did guess that correctly.
It was the only band that came. It was the first one that came to my mind.
Well, it wasn't a band. Well, notice I said group.
Group.
So that was very clever.
Group, band.
Well, there's a difference. Band plays instruments. Groups are a group of people that are up there and singing. It is. Musicians would argue with you. Anyway, you are correct.
You're arguing with me. You're not a musician.
He played drums once.
You are correct. Ironically, I recently did the Bye 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 dance with Joey Fatone for NSYNC.
Oh, that's right.
Very cool.
At the time, it set the record for most albums sold in a week, 2.4 million. Adele would break it with her album 25, which is actually really impressive because you can stream now. So the fact that she sold that much, that's pretty wild. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Some celebrities are turning a year older. We're going to try to guess their ages and help them celebrate.
Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller, of course, Election, The Producers.
Family member dies and you insult me.
Used to be married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
He still is.
Are they still married?
Yeah.
I thought they split up.
No.
They may have, but they're back together.
They're going strong.
Okay.
Matthew, God, I got so mad at you right now.
I know,
you really did. For the people that are together, we got to give
them
credit.
I apologize. I thought they had split.
He is 58.
I believe Matthew is 61.
He is 61.
Wow, I'm nailing it.
You're one for one.
No, I've been on this terror the last few days.
Rosie O'Donnell, who we had on recently from A League of Their Own, The View. She had her own talk show for a while.
Everything's coming up, Rosie.
I want to say she's around the same age, but I'm going to say 63.
She's 64.
She's 61.
Oh, I almost said the same age. I said around the same age, didn't I?
Yes.
Didn't I? Damn it. I allowed you to get in my head.
You did.
Kevin Federline used to be married to Britney. He's a dancer. He released a song at one point called Papa's Ow or something.
He got four baby mamas.
Yep.
He's the sane one out of the two. Never thought that would happen.
Somehow he ended up being the responsible parent.
That's telling.
He is, she's 43.
My guy's 40.
45.
Oh.
45. And finally, former 007, Timothy Dalton.
Timothy Dalton is playing the villain in 1923. He's really good.
I saw him in something else not too long ago, and he was actually really good, too.
I'd say he is 68 years old.
71.
77.
Wow. Wow, I messed up. I knew he was older. Why did I say that?
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here. iHeartRadio Music Awards just keep getting bigger. Just recently announced Lenny Kravitz is going to be hosting. We don't see that too often. LL Cool J and Latto now in the lineup. That's in addition to Pink, Coldplay, Kelly Clarkson, so many more. Don't forget the awards themselves going down Monday, March 27th, live on Fox.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules.
So instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit BARTESIAN.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Artesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Y'all, Mario Lopez, a few more songs. Then going to get Howie Mandel on Zoom to talk the Masked Singer. Howie was revealed as the Rock Lobster. Plus, we got to talk AGT as well. Back with Howie and 10. Don't move. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. The Rock Lobster from the Masked Singer, my man, Howie Mandel. Welcome to the show, bud.
See, you're not the only one that can dance, Mario.
Hey, let me tell you. First of all, first question. How did NBC allow you to go participate on a show on Fox? They must love you.
Oh, I didn't even think of asking. You know what? I got so excited. Somebody called me and said, hey, my manager called me. We have the same management. They called me and they said, do you want to sing and dance on national TV? And I go, hello. Finally, someone's recognizing what I'm known for and what I'm good at. And I said, yes. And then they told me it was the Masked Singer. I had no idea. I'd already said yes.
Oh, that's
and
fantastic.
Then they told me I'm going to wear a Rock Lobster suit, which was amazing. I love showing up. The two favorite things to do is be with people like this on Zoom because I'm a germaphobe. And if I have to be there in person, why don't you wrap me up in something so I don't have to touch anybody? I can't see anybody. It was like perfect. It was my comfort zone.
Tailor made for you. Perfect. Yeah. You sang SOS from ABBA. If you had to perform again, what would you have chosen? What was the next song going to be?
Oh, I would have keep singing. I would only sing SOS. Help is the key to what, if you hear me and you watch me, help is the best message I can. I'm surprised that I got cut. I was devastated that I got cut. I thought, and when you watch it back, they don't understand originality. They don't, the way I move, I'm a trailblazer. I don't follow a path. And I think that you don't know how good something is until it's gone. And I think they're realizing today. I'm just sitting here waiting for the phone to ring. I mean, I know nobody has been booked for the halftime show next year. And maybe a residency in Vegas as the Rock Lobster. Or maybe just a live dancing and singing tour. Though I don't know that after the whole Taylor Swift debacle, I don't know that Ticketmaster has the bandwidth for me.
Well, Mario.com to check out Howie Mandel and the Masked Singer. Howie, hang tight. Quick break, then we're going to have more with Howie Mandel.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
I'm Mario Lopez, catching up with my man Howie Mandel, the Rock Lobster on The Masked Singer. And Howie, your phone had to be lighting up that night, man. Did friends and family guess it was you, or did anyone know?
Nobody knew. My wife asked me, why are you having me slather you with hot butter? I go, I'm just getting into something. You'll see. You'll see. And now it makes sense.
Makes all the sense. That's awesome, man. Good for you. Howie Mandel's hanging out. Mario Lopez here. And Howie, let's talk a little AGT. You happy with how the season of All-Stars played out?
So happy. I mean, that's the Super Bowl of talent. You know, these are not only winners from AGT and all over the world, but they're people, you know, ultimately on any of these Got Talent shows, only one person could win. I always think more than one act is deserving. And this is the best of the best. I don't know, you know, and the people that are coming that came back, like Cody Lee and Terry Fader, it just speaks volumes to how important and how good a platform this is for people. I'm so excited to and thrilled to just be given a seat at the table to watch this.
Wrapping up with Howie Mandel, who's on Zoom with us, Mario Lopez here. And Howie, you've also got a podcast. Howie Mandel.
Look, I'm wearing merch.
Hey, you are wearing dust stuff, hence the shirt right there. So what do you talk about on the podcast?
Whatever. And like, you know, we talk about stuff with a lot of different people. I'd love you to come on. It's me and my daughter, Jacqueline Schultz. And we have everything from celebrity guests to one of the most uncomfortable ones is we had a sex therapist on, which is probably interesting to talk to a sex therapist, but not as
with your
when
daughter.
Your daughter is the co-host.
Sure.
It's just it was a little icky, but we get awkward and icky and uncomfortable and everything in between. So it's fun. And it's the highlight of my life to be spending, you know, an hour a week. Well, actually 2 hours a week with my daughter and working together.
Meanwhile, you can listen to Howie Mandel Does Stuff at iHeartRadio or wherever you get your pods. Thanks for hanging out, my man. Good to see you.
Thank you, buddy. Stay healthy.
Okay, you too.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Lopez, and we are kicking off a new sweepstakes today. One lucky winner and a guest will win a trip to Vegas to see Magic Mike live. We got the plane covered, two nights at the Sahara, two tickets to the show, a little money for snacks. Shout out to the Sahara and Magic Mike Live for hooking it all up. To enter and get all the info and rules, head over to onwithmario.com. Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. The success of Cocaine Bear is already spawning imitators. Coming soon from the producers of Sharknado, Attack of the Meth Gator. The wild thing about both of these movies is that they're actually based on true stories. The bear ate like $15 million worth of cocaine, contraband, I should say. Mm-hmm. And evidently so did this gator.
Well, the gator ate $15 worth of meth.
But, which equals about $15 million.
Yes.
That is wild that they're true. And now you know you have to see the movie Cocaine Bear versus Meth Gator. Just like King Kong and versus Godzilla.
It'll ultimately be a trilogy.
Yeah. You tell me we're going to see Meth Gator, I'll stay awake.
Right?
Yes.
You have to.
Yes.
Wow. Look for it in May. All right. More music now. Yo, Mario, Courtney Lopez, Pink, putting her daughter to work.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So Pink's daughter is only 11 years old, but if she wants to join mom on tour this year, she's going to have to pitch in. Pink has given Willow a real minimum wage job, complete with tax forms and everything. I love this.
I do too. She's uber talented and, you know, she comes from a family of talented people, so might as well put her to work. We put our kids to work.
But what I love about it is that she's actually going to have to complete a tax form, and I think she's trying to teach her the responsibility
of being,
well, not just being an adult, but also of money management, which they don't teach at school.
No, you have to learn how to, you know, the value of a dollar.
Exactly. Way to go, Pink.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. We got your first look at this new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie. The animation looks completely next level. Big cast, too.
Seth Rogen, Jackie Chan, John Cena, Ice Cube, Rose Byrne, and a bunch more. It hits theaters in August, but you can see the trailer now at onwithmario.com.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Almost time to punch out, but there's one last thing I want to talk about today. Why TikTok is doing a better job at parenting than some real moms and dads. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. TikTok is going to help you with your kids' screen time in the next few weeks. Anyone under 13 will be capped at 60 minutes per day on the app. After that, they'll need a passcode to continue watching.
Love it.
Can we get this for like 50-year-olds?
Exactly.
You know, on Instagram,
China
handles at Mario Lopez.
Well, again, the irony when you're the one that's constantly on.
The
I told you.
Irony.
Hey,
irony.
Don't forget. On Sunday, screen cap that's your right. little screen time thing that's and send right. it to me.
100% I will.
China has been doing this for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think it's even less than an hour they're allowed to be on it. They just want all the American kids to not get as educated. But here's, I feel like kids are smart. They're either going to lie about their age or they're going to create an app where they're going to say they're an adult.
There's always a workaround.
They're going to find a loophole and work around this. So
not our kids. Our kids are perfect.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
All right, I am out of here. Back tomorrow with more music and fun. So let's keep the hits coming. Mario Lopez here saying salut.
On with Mario Lopez.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.